Welcome to the third episode of Who the Hell Are You? On the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. It's 50 rapid-fire questions posed to 15 of the better-known open-wheel and sports car drivers, plus television and radio hosts, to give you a better idea of who the hell they are. Our third episode features Juan Pablo Montoya, one of the greatest all-round drivers of his generation. Same 50 questions with a few alternates thrown in depending upon the guest. Follow every Tuesday through the Rolex 24 Daytona in January. Following Montoya's podcast, and in no particular order, our remaining 12 episodes include LMS and Pirelli World Challenge Series champion Patrick Long, four-time Champ Car champion and Le Mans winner Sebastian Bourdais, LMS champ and Le Mans winner Joey Hand, the voice of sports car racing, John Hindoff from Radio Le Mans, new IMSA prototype champion Jordan Taylor, IndyCar champ and Indy 500 winner Ryan Hunter-Reay, 2011 NASCAR Rookie of the Year and sports car madman Andy Lally, four-time IndyCar Series champ and Indy 500 winner Scott Dixon, NBCSN Formula One pit reporter Will Buxton, IndyCar driver, IMSA champ, and NBCSN IndyCar host Townsend Bell, sports car ace Ryan Dial, and Justin Bell. Among the many things we learned during Monterior's episode, don't ask JPM about his favorite songs, or offer him alcohol, or hand him a book, and definitely don't hand him a cat. I'll leave the rest for you to discover on your own. You might have figured out by now, there's some adult themes explored and words used in every episode of Who the Hell Are You? So please hit the stop button now if they don't agree with your spirit. There are more than 200 Marshall Pruitt podcast episodes available on iTunes, Podbean, on our Marshall Pruitt podcast Facebook page, and also on marshallpruitt.com. And here we go with the mercurial JPM, Juan Pablo Montoya.
Juan Montoya. We are about to find out who the hell you are.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
Ah, okay.
What is your full name?
Juan Pablo Montoya.
Your birthplace and date, please.
I was born September 20, 1975, in Bogota, Colombia.
How many languages do you speak, and what are they?
Probably I speak Spanish and English, and I can understand really well and speak a little bit of Italian.
Are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed.
If the purge ever becomes real, who are you taking out first?
I'm probably running.
Are you left or right-footed?
Right.
What's the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
Useful app? I haven't found a useful app yet. You know, there are apps, but most of them are games and things, so they're probably all qualified completely useless and time-burning apps.
Except for those offered by Verizon, of course.
Well, you have the racing apps, you have the IMSA app, you have, you know, the IndyCar app and that. But those apps for me are open on race weekends. Like when I watched, even this year watching the IndyCar races, it was much better to watch it through the app, especially when I travel so much.
What's your favorite musician or band today?
Don't have one. Or yesterday, or 6 months, or 10 years ago, or 20.
You are not a man with music in his heart.
I really don't. Like, when I'm telling you I really don't, I do have some music on my phone, and it's more like I'm on the car and the radio listening. You know, I always listen to either a morning show or something when I'm in the car. And whatever is playing, that, oh, that's a good song, I'll look at the title, download it, put it in the, I have a thing for my bike. So when I ride my bike, I listen to it.
I'll save the later questions just for the sake of fun. What's your most hated vegetable or fruit?
About 80% of them. I'm serious. Like, I'll eat lettuce, tomatoes, carrots, onions, but grilled, not raw. I think it stops about there. I mean, that's a lot more than 15 years ago.
Our body types might suggest we both hate vegetables.
Asparagus, hate them. That's probably one of the worst ones, yeah.
Who's your favorite actor?
Tom Cruise always have really good movies. There's three or four young guys now that, you know, when they are in those movies, they're going to be fun or good. but not, oh my God, and it, yeah, no. It's more like if it's a Star Trek or Star Wars movie, I'm in.
Have you ever lost a parent or sibling?
No. That's a really awkward question, but no. Have you?
Yes.
You have?
Both parents.
Oh.
Not fun. What's the highest level of education you've completed?
High school.
How many days has it been since your last drink?
Ooh. It's more like years, like five. When I'm telling you, drink, not even a beer.
What's your favorite song by Taylor Swift?
I think I do have a Taylor Swift song here. Give me a second. I need to look.
That's an incorrect answer. You're a grown man. You shouldn't have a favorite Taylor Swift song.
I have daughters.
Fair enough.
I'm pretty sure. I would have to find it, but I know I had one somewhere. I don't know. I don't even know. It would be under what? Swift or Taylor? I don't know. There you go. I do. Red. Red? Yep. Yeah, red. Whatever it is. Yeah. There you go. We are never, ever getting back together. I'm not lying to you. That's what it is.
You're a man of varied tastes, Mr. Montoya. Have you ever gotten into a fist fight? If so, what's the most recent?
In school once.
Set the stage. What happened?
Nothing. We're playing and started pushing and that was it, you know. But this was like seventh grade.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
Ooh. That's a tough one. It's probably a lot of stuff. Dumb? I don't know. Because at the time, you wouldn't buy something thinking, oh, this is really dumb that I'm buying this.
But today, looking back with that F1 money or similar, there had to be something where you said, I must have that. And now you stare at it and wonder why.
All the small DVD players, you know, the portable ones.
Are there five or six sitting around in the garage?
I've thrown a lot of them. So. And cables and things. This week we were cleaning up. So we used to live in an apartment and we cleaned it up because we went to a house and we were going through the stuff, throwing stuff away. A lot of cables and a lot of useless things like that.
Is there a lyric in a song or a passage in a book that you hold dear?
I don't like reading. So it'd be very tough. I think I've read maybe two or three books in my life. I've never been a big into reading. And you know
something
how much
you have in common with Tony Stewart.
It's something, yeah, and you tell me how much I like music.
What is your shoe size?
10.5.
As a teen, where did you hide your porn stash?
I didn't have a porn stash. I didn't.
We will skip favorite album and replace that with Senna or Schumacher.
Oh, really? I mean, Senna, I raced against Schumacher, and I could beat him, so. That's a good answer.
Do you have any tattoos?
None. Not a fan of them either.
How many times have you had your heart broken?
A few times, but no. I mean, I've been with my wife, you know, together since 2000, so. Yeah, a couple of times.
When was the last time you Googled yourself, and what did you find?
A few years. I know my kids do that sometimes, more than me. You know, they Google, oh, look this and look at that, and that's it.
Some idiot reporter wrote something inaccurate,
exactly.
And they should be killed.
I like sometimes, like in Instagram, for example, where you can see where you're tagged, all videos and things like that. I think it's pretty cool.
Can you rap?
Hell no.
What's the worst piece of advice you've received?
Probably at Indy. When people say that when the grandsons are full, that the track narrows and it looks different. The guy that said that is probably really, really high. Because that does not happen.
We are going to trade the next question for... What's your favorite pint of ice cream?
Chocolate ice cream, probably. Just simple chocolate.
Have you ever killed someone or come close?
Tons of mosquitoes, yeah.
Mosquitoes you would classify as someone?
No, or something. No, I'm not. I've heard, and I'm not going to mention names, people that went hunting and they killed deers and for fun, and it actually pissed me off.
That's the correct answer. We'll take one more stab here.
Ooh.
Favorite song? Is there one?
Yeah, probably one of the last ones I downloaded. My life, really. I downloaded...
Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, possibly.
No, I downloaded the other day from the old songs from the Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus, and Enjoy the Silence. Really like that.
Quite impressive. What toy did you want more than any other as a little boy?
A go-kart. And I got it. Took me a few years, but I got it.
Here's
I remember my mom actually for one Christmas gave me an electric cart, and I got in it for about 10 feet and I walked away, never used it again. My mom said, what happened? It's too slow. Walked away, never used it.
A question posed to presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle. If you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, would you do it?
No. I wouldn't have it in me to kill somebody.
Is there a game show or reality show you would love to be on?
No. I think... Not real. No, hell no. I really like... what's this? Jimmy Kimmel. Isn't it Jimmy Kimmel?
Kimmel?
Charlie Kimball. No, Jimmy Fallon, actually.
Jimmy Fallon.
The Jimmy Fallon. Really, like, I don't watch the live show, but I follow them on Facebook and love, like, I'll watch all of their videos. Never really actually watched the program live. It's too late. Isn't it like at 11 o'clock or something? I don't know.
Life
that's really, really late
could,
for me.
Could be described as a reality show of its own, Mr. Montoya.
I would agree with you. It's actually, people would find it actually kind of boring. My life is actually really quiet and nice. I don't, you know what I mean? It's different, you know what I mean? It's like this weekend I was in Japan for an appearance. The week before
just
we were...
Just because people in Japan love you?
No, RP asked me. The boss asked me to go. So I went there for an event. I came back. Before that I was testing. Before that I was in Germany with Bugatti. That was freaking awesome. That's a cool car.
And your son is a go-karting father?
Yes, my son races go-karts a lot, and we're working with him in Europe. I feel Europe is where you need to be. I mean, it makes your life miserable for him because the level is really high, but that's where you become a proper driver.
We will be trading out a number of the following questions. Is there anybody you're often mistaken for or told that you look like?
Like me.
Folks say you look like Juan Montoya.
I said, nah, really? Nah. That guy's an asshole.
Something most people take for granted. If you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn on your lights, will they work?
I wouldn't think so.
That's incorrect.
What?
They would.
They would?
They just would not project forward.
Well, they will turn on, but they wouldn't project anything.
The light would. Just would not project forward.
Well, yeah, the bulb would turn on, but... The lights wouldn't work because they're not projecting anything. So for you, the tendency to say that the light turns on is that normally it would illuminate, but it wouldn't travel, the light. Because you're going at the speed of light, so it wouldn't. I mean, electrically, from the electric point of view, they will turn on.
Yes.
But they wouldn't project anything, so they wouldn't work.
Following a question asked earlier, of the two or three books you've read in your life, what was the last one?
It was a pirate's book, and I was probably 12 years old.
It's better than saying you were 42 years old when you read it.
I don't know. I just don't like it. It doesn't do anything. I don't, you know what I mean? It doesn't do anything, the reading, for me. For me, I rather watch TV. Like watch a lot of TV series. Don't watch really any realities. I'm not big into realities and stuff like that. Drama, I don't like drama. I really don't like drama.
Getting close to the finish line here. Why are you married?
I love my wife.
And many people love.
I think it's a way to show your wife how committed you are to her and how committed you are, you know, to the relationship. If you're not marrying somebody and you're living together, it's because you're not 100% sure you're committed forever with them. Yeah, you're happy and comfortable now, but you're not committed all the way.
That's the correct answer.
From your point of view. If you ask Simon, he'll probably give you a different answer.
He's French.
But we know that.
They did not invent marriage. If I were to check your browser history, what's the nicest website I'd find?
Probably see a lot of motorsport.com, a little bit of autosport. I watch Amazon, but more Amazon. I use the app now. I was actually lately doing searching for brake cleaners and stuff like that for we're going to Vegas in November, so some products for that. Snap-on. I was actually getting some tools from Snap-on, so I was browsing a lot of the Snap-on. Tires for my motor, for my trailer, new tires for my trailer. And radio control stuff, really a lot of radio control stuff. When I'm telling you a lot, like from like the Horizon Hobby website to see, you know, when the new receivers, new things come out, new electronics, batteries, stuff just for the toys, and what's new. What am I going to play with next? To like big jets and forums and things for jets. And yeah, let me see. I'll tell you. Fender, things for trailer. Snap-on. Amazon.
Insect Fogger.
Yeah,
not sure that would be classified as a nice website, but purposeful.
No, the Fogger, they say, a friend of mine actually told me you should get that for the house, that it would be really good. Hyperlite is wakeboardings. Ooh, they have really good wakeboards and surfboards.
You are a man with a lot of free time.
Yeah.
Well, if you were gravely injured.
Tires, Amazon.
If you were gravely injured and stuck in the hospital, would you be concerned if your loved ones checked your browser history?
No. At all.
What's the first big purchase you made once you started earning proper money?
Ferrari 355.
Spider. Do you still have it?
Hell no. I had it for 6 months.
Cats or dogs? Which tastes better?
Oh, dogs. Hate cats. I'm not allergic. Ugh, I just don't.
Did you have a bad experience as a child?
No. If I reincarnated, maybe my past me did, because I really, really don't. Like, you tell me pet a cat and read a book, I'll probably take the book.
Have you ever exhibited behavior that could land you on an episode of the TV show Intervention?
I don't know which one's that.
It's where they perform interventions on those with lifestyles are out of control.
No. I'm honestly, you'd be surprised. You know, I had a lot of stuff. You know, but most of the stuff I have, I use. You know what I mean? I like having nice stuff. Like if you look at my like radio control planes, my things, I have the nicest radios, the nicest planes. I do have the best stuff, and I always want to have the best stuff. If you look at my windsurf gear, the same. My bikes are the same, but.
Do you subscribe to any magazines?
No.
What's the meanest thing you've done to a sibling or friend?
Oh, I don't know. Probably a lot, but I don't know. I don't know. When I was young, we used to fight with my sister a lot. Like, out of control. Like, she used to grab me here, how do you call this? The
forearm?
My forearm, and put the nails in, and start getting like nearly blood, and she used to tell me, you cannot touch a woman with a thing from a rose. I'm going like that. And we used to fight like out of control. So one Christmas I got a, you want it? I'm telling you.
We're listening intently.
Should I stop?
No, please keep going.
And I got, you know, like a little rowing boat, and I took one of those oars, it's called, isn't it? Oars?
Yes.
A plastic one, I hit her in the back with it. Not a head, the back of the, on her back.
Simon Pagino has joined us. Hopefully he will be a visitor soon.
Yeah,
on
I mean, think about, he's confused and he's French. Exactly. Why are you not married?
What?
Yeah. You see, he's content.
He's content and in love.
Not willing to commit.
But not willing to commit.
What, not commit to you?
No, to your wife or girlfriend. Why you wouldn't? Well, like for me, that's why I got married, because I wanted to show her how much I'm putting him in the spot.
What?
I love her and how much I'm committed to her.
That's the stuff of Toya that we know.
There you go.
Wait till he joins us for this podcast soon. All right, we're getting down to the end, Mr. Montoya. Have you ever done important business calls or interviews over the phone in the bathroom?
Yes.
With me?
No, with you, but yeah, I mean, when you're talking to engineers and stuff, yeah.
If you're trapped on a desert island or boat, how long before you go cannibal, and what body part of your own do you eat first?
I don't think I would.
You'd starve to death?
If I'm going to kill myself, might as well kill myself properly. No, I don't think I could kill myself, but if I'm going to eat something out of myself, I'm going to bleed to death anyway, so. Figure out, you know, if you're in a boat, figure out how you can do some fishing, some something, you know. Maybe cut a piece of yourself somewhere and use that as a bait.
What part would you cut? What's good bait on your body?
Probably a piece of the leg that, you know, that it wouldn't really affect too much.
Have you ever stolen something from a store?
No.
Name one thing you recently learned that everyone else on Earth seemingly knew except you.
I don't know.
You're a man who knows all.
No, I don't know at all, but I do know a lot, and I don't know. I don't...
Two questions to go, Mr. Montoya.
I did find out the other day that somebody was trying to figure out and spend a heap load of money proving that the Earth was flat. I read somewhere. You know, when you open that browser on a computer or something, and it gives you the current stars and things?
Yes.
I'm going, it's like, really?
Sounds like something someone should invest in. Montoya Industries, many millions to prove.
Exactly. Really? It's like,
have your parents ever told you they were disappointed by your actions or decisions?
Oh, yes.
Give us an example.
When I was kicked out of school.
What did you do to get kicked out of school?
I wasn't the best student, and I was, I suppose, you know, we had to do this summer thing, and they make you get a pass, like a test. So if you fail school, and you needed to score 60, and they put 58 on the test. And there was one point that was right, that they would never got added. So I went to the principal and said, oh, I can see that you're right, but you got to talk to the teacher. The teacher said he already made his qualification and that he was completely right, and I told him what I thought.
Last question for you. If you were sentenced to death by overconsumption, which would you choose? Death by cheeseburger?
I don't
know. Or death by blowjob?
So I haven't... So you would think, people would think I eat a lot of cheeseburgers, and I really don't. The last time I had a cheeseburger, I couldn't even tell you when was the last time I had a cheeseburger. I don't know. Probably sometime this year, maybe in Europe, when we were in Europe with Sebastian. I'm trying to figure out, it was in an airport. In Germany, like in June, maybe, July. There was nothing. Like, I got to the hotel. They dropped me in the hotel, in a small hotel in the middle of nowhere. And the hotel had nothing to eat. And I went to a restaurant in the airport, and they had sausages. and there was a McDonald's, and I had a chicken fillet.
So not cheeseburgers?
No, disappointingly, no. Like, people really think I eat really bad. I'm just, you know what I mean? If you look at my legs, I cycle 1.5, 2 hours nearly every day. Like, I train a lot. And if you look at, like, Elliot's, like, it's tiny. One of my legs is like, it's like two of his. I'm just a big guy and always been.
So how would you prefer to die then?
I don't think neither of the two would kill me.
You're that strong.
It's just, I don't see it, how it could kill you. I'm still probably, if I was the guy of Playboy's age and that happened, that would probably kill you.
Juan Montoya.
If he could get it up at that age.
I went this entire interview without laughing. Montoya, I can say after 50 questions, I have a better idea of who you are.
Really, you do?
Yeah.
I don't think you do. I think you're still the same freaking guy you knew. A
few factoids in there I didn't know. Therefore, it adds to...
Oh, there you go. That's the problem. I think people... Because I achieved so much in racing, people look at me and they think, wow, we don't want to bother him. You know what I mean? And I'm really just down to earth.
Bothering you, as you've come to learn, is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, but this doesn't bother me, as you can hear. If it bothered me, I would have walked away when you were done.
Yet we can't get a Frenchman to hang around for more than one question.
Right.
And he was very disturbed by that one as well.
You saw his reaction?
Oh, he is a very particular man.
And that was episode 3 with Juan Montoya. Left on the board, we have two Bells, Bourdais, Buxton, Dial, Dixon Hand, Hindaw, Hunter Ray, Lally Long, and a Taylor. Check back next Tuesday for episode 4, and let me know which interview you'd like to hear by using the hashtag WhoTheHellAreYou. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.